Good afternoon. Welcome to this special edition of The News with me, Drusilla Mokoso-Joki. In our top stories, the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon are beating the Warriors of Zimbabwe 2-0 in a day six fixture of the 2025 AFCON qualifiers at the Ahmadu Ahidjo Stadium in Yaoundé, now at halftime. Cabinet members have been examining the major orientations of the 2025 state budget and priorities for the investment budget at the November cabinet meeting chaired at the Star Building by Prime Minister, Head of Government. Those were headlines. Now the news in full. The Indomitable Lions are beating the Warriors of Zimbabwe by 2-0 in their last 2025 AFCON qualifier. Vincent Boubacar and George Kevin Nkudu scored the goals for the Lions. It is halftime at the Ahmadu Ahidjo Stadium, where Simon Lyunga is standing by with more details. Hello, Simon.
Good afternoon, Justina Mokoso-Joki, and welcome to the Ahmadu Ahidjo Stadium. Well, like you rightly say, it is halftime out here. 2-0 in favor of the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon. There was the first and cutting razor by the team's skipper, Vincent Boubacar, the 20th minute. After a beautiful raid on the Zimbabwean area, he was stylish in the 80-meter box. He was purposeful, he was cool, and unleashed a powerful right footer that beat goalkeeper Washington Amuvi for the cutting razor. Just like Team Cameroon, and just like the coach told us during the traditional pre-match press conference, he said, "We are going to put lots and lots of pressure on the Zimbabweans." And despite the fact that Cameroon was leading, the pressure continued. Almost all the Cameroonians were purposeful. And at the 27th minute, George Kevin Kudu proved that he has a team and he has a place in Team Cameroon, the first and starting lineup, with a beautiful incursion into the Zimbabwean area. And of course, he unleashed a bullet that caught the goalkeeper off guard for the country's second goal. It's been a good game. It is true the stands are almost empty, but the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon has showed that they are purposeful and that they want to win this match at all costs, because they all know that the pecking order of the group is at stake, but also there is a place on the FIFA classification table that is being played out here at the Ahmadu Ahidjo Stadium. Simon Lyunga reporting from the Ahmadu Ahidjo Stadium. Drusilla, over to you.
Thank you so much, Simon Lyunga Lamolombe. And the excitement and goals will definitely continue for us all fans of the Indomitable Lions, because we are rooting for our boys. On to other news. The government of Cameroon is working towards a 2025 state budget which favors sectors with a huge multiplier effect on the economy. The information was made known today in Yaoundé during the cabinet meeting for November, chaired by the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Diongouté. The session was dedicated to the examination and consolidation of the pre-draft finance bill for 2025, as well as on the investment priorities. Star Building correspondent Christian Chiatam reports.
The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Diongouté, and cabinet members had one major objective coming into the cabinet meeting for November: examine and adopt the major outlines of the 2025 pre-draft budget to be presented to the head of state for overview before an eventual submission to parliament. The Minister of Finance, Louis-Paul Moutazé, and the Minister of the Economy, Alamin Ousmane Mey, presented the vision and major orientations of the budget during the session. They recalled that within a context where global economic growth is expected to stabilize at 3.2%, Cameroon will be targeting a growth rate of 4.1% in 2025 against 3.8% in 2024. In this light, the Minister of Finance said the government budgetary policy for 2025 will be geared towards the consolidation of the situation of public finances in line with agreements signed with the IMF and with the objectives of the National Development Strategy 2020-2030. To achieve this, the government intends to broaden sources of non-petroleum tax revenue. Concerning state expenditure, the government is planning an increase of the investment budget by 0.4 points compared to 2024 in order to fund projects under the National Development Strategy. Which investment the government is aiming to direct towards projects which have a high multiplier effect on the national economy. The Minister of the Economy, Alamin Usman Mi, said investment will target mainly the strengthening of resources allocated to finalizing projects which are essential to improving living conditions and developing the productive fabric of the society, strengthen import substitution, strengthen energy supply, as well as budget reform programs. The Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Dangote, reminded cabinet members that the huge constraints on the government caused by insecurity, landslides and other issues means that vote holders must exercise the utmost professionalism during the execution of projects in 2025. Joseph Dangote and cabinet members observed a minute's silence to honor the memory of victims of the landslides which occurred in Chang on the 5th of November. Christian Cheatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
Representatives of the German Agency for International Cooperation, GIZ, and the World Food Programme have discussed with the Speaker of the National Assembly on possible ways for sustainable agriculture in Cameroon in order to guarantee food security. This was during an audience the Right Honourable Kavayige Jibril granted them this morning in Yaoundé. Doris Batetatekwe has more.
The German Agency for International Cooperation, GIZ, is working towards mitigating the effects of climate change and ensuring food sufficiency, especially in the precarious regions of Cameroon, particularly the far north. Rico Lagehen is the resident director of GIZ. He led the team to the speaker's office.
We discussed the situation in the extreme north of Cameroon and the question of climate change, contributing to a better and sustainable agriculture in Cameroon and to guarantee food security for all the population. There will be a visit in the extreme north in some weeks, and there will be a large conference in April. We will bring together all partners which are active in the field of agriculture and food security.
During the audience, they discussed on ways of working with the people's representatives under the umbrella of the Cameroon Parliamentary Alliance for Food and Nutritional Security, known as APCASAN, headed by Honorable M.I. Tunde Vincent de Paul. For the country director and representative of the World Food Programme in Cameroon, Gianluca Ferreira, such an ambitious project needs the implication of MPs.
It is very important to include parliamentarians. We need to ensure that everybody, the population and their representative, are aware of these problematics, and they can also engage in dialogues and in advocacy for better policy, better laws that can really contribute to solve the problem of food insecurity in Cameroon.
The World Food Programme will work in partnership with the GIZ to achieve this goal by providing technical and cognitive assistance.
Elsewhere on the news, the minister delegate at the president in charge of defense, Joseph Betia Somo, has challenged military experts of some ECOWAS member countries to adapt methods of combating maritime piracy to new security threats. Joseph Betia Somo was speaking this afternoon in Yaoundé while chairing the opening of the zonal conference, which is attended by Defense Chief of Staff of Sao Tome and Principe, Gabon, Equatorial Guinea, and Cameroon. Albert Njembonde reports.
The Gulf of Guinea harbors one of the largest aquatic energy and mineral reserves in the world, and a sea junction to all forms of maritime navigation and trafficking in the world. This has subjected the over 11,000 square kilometers constituting the Gulf of Guinea to activities of state and non-state actors. Joint operations made by the Zone B member countries of the Economic Community of Central African States led to a reduction of acts of piracy and banditry at sea, but recent trends confirm a sharp rise. While congratulating the member countries on behalf of Commander-in-Chief President Paul Biya for containing the threats, Minister Joseph Betia Somo challenged the experts of the Yaoundé meeting to readapt their strategies to the evolution of the security threats.
We have witnessed a resurgence marked by the attack of ships. These attacks oblige us to respond. We are hoping that your deliberation will provide us with an adapted plan to rise up to the challenge.
The meeting attended by all four defense chiefs of staff of the four member countries ends on Thursday.
On the political scene, the Director General of Elections Cameroon has lauded the unprecedented increase in registered voters during the 2024 revision of electoral lists. Dr. Eric Esuse was speaking this morning in Yaoundé while opening a coordination meeting with ELECAM's regional delegates aimed at fostering constructive exchanges on key milestones and challenges. We'll have details with Hortensia Ngam. On the eve of the electoral season, ELECAM's Director General and regional delegates are reflecting on the 2024 voter registration campaign and assessing the readiness of biometric materials. These efforts, Dr. Eric Esuse says, are critical as they set the stage for the 2025 presidential election.
This meeting is for us a meeting of the evaluation of our activities in electoral plan, in material, financial, to see the situation of our personnel, particularly to prepare the forthcoming election of 2025 so that we have to be ready for presidential election.
The session is also dedicated to reviewing ELECAM's financial and administrative activities. Dr. Eric Esuse emphasized the need for collaborative and solution-oriented discussions to strengthen the institution's capacity to deliver credible and inclusive elections. We talk health now, where experts are raising awareness on the dangers of and preventive measures against antimicrobial resistance through a sensitization campaign ongoing in Yaoundé. The experts from international bodies like the World Health Organization and the World Organization for Animal Health are warning that without urgent action, even minor infections could become deadly. FOC Babatunde.
Experts warn that the misuse and overuse of antibiotics in humans, animals and agriculture are driving antimicrobial resistance, AMR, a growing threat that already claims thousands of lives each year. Without urgent action, even minor infections and routine surgeries could become deadly. Health professionals emphasize the need for proper antibiotic use and increased public awareness. Key steps include completing prescribed treatments, maintaining good hygiene, and encouraging vaccinations. Governments must also invest in research for new medicines and improve global monitoring of resistance. AMR happens when bacteria adapt and become resistant to antibiotics, leading to longer hospital stays, higher treatment costs, and fewer treatment options. The World Health Organization warns that without action, we may face a postbiotic era where common infections become untreatable.
FOC Babatunde putting a cap on this special edition of the news presented by me, Drusilla Mokoso-Joki. To stay tuned to the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television as the second half of the Cameroon-Zimbabwe 2025 qualifier begins in the company of Fritz Bayamak. Good afternoon.